Jackson Dayum, it's Steal Away.
And I've been yearning for you.
Yearning for a quiet place where the presenter doesn't talk on the song. Jackson Dyer auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus Sydney, der mittlerweile aber schon längere Zeit in Berlin lebt, im Rahmen unseres zweiten Bergfestes im Fluxbau. Und schon jetzt steht er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen noch mal ein bisschen über die dritte EP, die ja eigentlich schon fertig sein soll. So steht es zumindest auf der Facebook-Seite von Jackson. Wir sprechen über das Touren mit der wunderbaren Alice Phoebe Lou, die wir vorher gehört haben. Wir finden heraus, was für den heutigen Abend geplant ist, und wir sprechen noch vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal hello and welcome, Jackson.
Hello, alles gut?
Ja, bei dir?
Immer gut.
Sehr schön. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's been like a year or something. I think we've met in August 2015.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's been. So how have you been since then?
I've been amazing. Yeah. I've been really good. I went back home for winter. I escaped the winter and I played a few shows back home, which was really nice. And got some beach time, which was beautiful. And I've just been working on my next EP. So yeah, it's been a lot of time in the studio and really perfecting all those sounds.
Cool.
So it's good. I'm excited to get it out.
Yeah, I've read on your Facebook wall that it's almost done. The third EP is almost done.
It's almost done. Yeah, we're just putting the final touches on it, and then I'll be able to let my baby take flight.
Cool. So what's still to do at finishing stage?
I have to mix one more track.
Oh,
essentially,
wow.
and then get it mastered.
So it's all recorded.
It's all recorded and just mixing. Yeah, which is a fun process. It's almost there. So yeah. it's really tantalizing. But yeah,
A few more tracks than on previous recordings, right? Because you incorporated the band a bit more.
So it's definitely a lot more band orientated. We spent a lot of time in production. My producer Adam Sate, he also plays bass for me, but he did a lot of magic with production. And I also, I learned a lot of new things from him, which has been amazing.
So you went to the Golden Retriever studio thingy again?
Yeah, we did the drums there, mm-hmm. and then we did the rest at Adam's studio. He has a really nice setup at his apartment, and it was really nice. Over winter, we did lots of the tracking, and I did a little bit of tracking back in Australia. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's been an amazing little experience. But it'll be nice to finally get it out.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, that's true. But I mean, you're lucky to be able to use like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Like, you escape winter.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is like a pretty good idea when you're looking at a Berlin winter.
Yeah, it's not
go back to Australia, you make a little bit of music.
Yeah, it's cool.
Play some little shows in Australia as well. I've seen that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really, really nice.
Cool, cool, cool. And your band is still like two Australians and the German drummer?
We actually just have two dudes now. So Adam, my producer, mm-hmm. and one of my very good friends, he's playing bass for me. And then I have another guy, Richie, who's also Australian.
Yeah.
He's playing drums.
So you got rid of the German.
I didn't play with the German for a while, but I need a little bit more Deutsch in my life, actually. Yeah. It would be great. I think it would definitely be a great addition if we had a German guitar player. I'm not sure.
No, you don't have to. I can totally understand why you're making music with Australian people. So you're recording with two Australian guys right now. Did you bring these guys for tonight's show, or are you going to do it on your own?
We're just doing a strip back show tonight. So I have Richie, he's going to join me for a few songs.
Cool.
So he's going to be joining me, especially for the newer EP songs, which will be nice. So. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to it brings a lot more dynamic, and I don't have to play with just my loop pedal and myself, so it's fun to have that vibe on stage as well.
But that's an instrument that you incorporate, right? The loop pedal, that's something that you use a lot when you're playing on your own.
Yeah, it really helps. I think it, especially for these newer songs, I have lots of layers, and sometimes it really helps the melodies or the harmonies really push and lift, it's really fun, but it's also really nice to play with the band and vibe off each other and have great times.
You're not a slave to the rhythm no more, right? Because once the loops go in, you have to stick with it.
It's almost like tap dancing. I always have to find the switch. Oh shit, did I get it?
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of yours. This one is from 2014, I think. Uncle Mike. Maybe we'll talk about Uncle Mike a little bit, and we'll listen to a live performance of yours.
Yeah, perfect.
Right here in the Flux of M studio, and then we're going to invite people to come around.
Perfect.
See you tonight at breakfast.
See you tonight, people.
Yes. Jackson Dyer mit Uncle Mike auf Flux FM, a song from the last EP, 2014.
My last EP. Yeah, a while ago, that one.
Uncle Mike, is he a real person? Does he exist?
He is. He is a real person, actually.
Is it an uncle of yours?
No. He was this guy we met. I was traveling before I came to Berlin. I was traveling through Morocco backpacking, and we were staying at this hostel, and there was this amazing old dude, and he was really, really cool. He always had wine, he was just really, really enthralling guy. And he was an ex English teacher, I think, and he was retired and living in Morocco doing some writing.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, and
I live in Morocco, people.
Yeah. And he was just a cool dude. So we ended up calling him Uncle Mike. And I wrote that song about him. Yeah.
But he's not the touchy guy, though.
No, it was an amazing guy. He touched me with his stories.
Okay.
No other touchy.
I'm sorry about that. You recently toured with the beautiful Alice Phoebe Lou. We love her so much. How was that? How did you guys meet?
Amazing.
Did you meet busking the streets of Berlin?
We did, actually. We first met just across the river, and I was busking at East Side Gallery, and this little girl young woman comes up, and she's like, hey, let's hang out. You're cool. And we've been friends since then. That was probably 3 years ago when we both first came to Berlin. And since then, we've become very good friends.
Cool. She's the best.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing.
As soon as she starts singing, you're like in awe, right?
Yeah, definitely.
She has such a beautiful voice, and she has such an old soul. You just said little girl, and then said beautiful young woman, because when once you see her, you're like, oh, what's that little girl all about? And then she starts singing, you'd be like, wow.
No, she's amazing.
Yeah, old soul and beautiful voice. Beautiful person, beautiful artist.
Wonderful aura.
Yeah, Alice Phoebe Lou, die Props gehen raus. So have you already played the streets of Berlin this spring, because it's busking season again?
I have been playing a little bit. It's been nice. I was just saying before, I got a new bike trailer, a new Anhänger, and I think it's been cool. I've been just riding through the streets of Berlin, and this looks like a good spot to play. And it's been lovely. Enjoying
that
the sunshine.
Sounds good to me. Cool.
Yep, that's good.
So how do you actually spend the money that you earn from busking? Do you keep some of that for the professional part of your job? I mean, busking is a professional part of your job as well. But
it is. Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of the money for the studio time and for equipment and stuff?
Pretty much most of my money is going back to production at the moment. I'm still finishing off the production and all of it's independent, so I'm paying for everything myself.
Cool.
So pretty much all the money outside of my rent and some other expenses, everything goes back to music. And I just bought a new sampler, actually, so buying lots of equipment. So it's fun.
Cool.
That's where most of it goes.
So if you ever see Jackson Dyer on the streets out there, give him some money for his live performance. Buy
please.
A CD and make sure that he survives as an independent artist. We love that so much. So you brought your guitar with you.
I did.
And you're going to play a little song for us. Which song are we going to be listening to in a few seconds?
This is a new one. It's a stripped back version of one of the songs that will be coming off my EP. It's a song called Projection Abstraction. A bit of a mouthful.
Projection Abstraction.
It's a new stripped back version of one of these songs that will be coming pretty soon.
Do you have a release date for the EP already, or
not 100% just yet? We've got to organize some things still. But hopefully in the next few months.
Okay.
I want to get it out as soon as I can. I'm ready. It's just sitting there waiting for me.
And we're waiting for it too.
Soon as it comes out, you guys will be the first to know.
Cool. Thank you for that. Jackson Dyer hier jetzt nochmal mit einer Live-Performance eines seiner neuen Stückchens, Projection Objection, heißt das Lied.
Perfect.
It's not that easy, but if you're trying hard, it works. Projection Objection heißt der Song von der kommenden neuen EP, und mit dieser Performance lädt er uns ein, vorbeizukommen heute auf den Bergfest im Fluxbau. Dort wird er noch ein paar Stücke mehr spielen. Jackson Dyer live auf Flux FM.
Now, Where's the rationale? What do we believe in beyond the publicized? Construct the ego, then cast it aside. I seek the obtuse, but not the bizarre. And I am nothing but a projection, abstraction, and a parody. And I am nothing but a projection, abstraction, and a parody. And where is the reason? Where's the rationale? What do we believe in beyond the publicized? Construct the ego, then cast it aside. Seek the obtuse, but not the bizarre. But a projection, abstraction, and a parody. And I am nothing but a projection, abstraction, and a parody. And I'm nothing. I am nothing. And I'm nothing. And I am nothing. And I am nothing. And I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing.
Stay in applause for that stripped down version of Projection Abstraction, a new song that's going to be on the upcoming EP.
Yes,
will
be coming.
Yes, und heute Abend kann man Jackson Dyer live erleben mit einem Mitglied seiner Band auf dem Flux FM Bergfest im Fluxbau. Der Eintritt ist frei, kommt also zahlreich vorbei, trinkt schön ein Bierchen, zieht euch ein paar Veggie-Burger rein und habt den besten Ausblick der Stadt auf die Oberbaumbrücke. Oder den Fernsehturm, meine Damen und Herren. Kommen Sie einfach vorbei. Und der Eintritt ist frei, deswegen brauche ich keine Tickets zu verlosen. Ich bin die ganze Zeit kurz davor, die Telefonnummer durchzusagen, die ich aber gar nicht durchsagen muss. Insofern einfach vorbeikommen und Spaß haben. Heute Abend, Pfuhlstraße 5 im Fluxbau, spielt Jackson Dyer live. Und ihr könnt die Mitte der Woche mit uns feiern beim Flux FM Bergfest. Jackson, thanks a lot for playing that song, for visiting. And as soon as you finish, or as soon as you put the EP out, you let us know.
I will do, man.
I'm already keen on listening to the full band version of Projection Abstraction. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me.